All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, and I'm about to throw up that big shot of Jameson. I just choked down.
Oh, nice God. Intro.
Yeah, way to go. Good things.
Oh, God. I love introing the show with my one of my favorite songs from my favorite movie, Battleship. Said no one ever.
Crickets.
Everybody, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. I have word from the wise that we will be up on TuneIn shortly.
Nice.
Yeah, which is going to be a something that we've been trying to accomplish. Will be happening soon, so there'll be a lot more ways to listen to us, which is awesome. Green Legion Radio show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite. Yes, still Miller Lite, all Miller Lite, all the time. And in all fairness, Miller Lite has saved my life on numerous occasions, because just when I'm ready to throw up my Jameson, I can choke it with a Miller Lite. Our good friends at Sugar House Casino, but no longer Sugar House Casino. Rivers Casino.
It's supposed to be Rivers Casino?
Yeah, I don't know if they made the switch yet, but I think it might be like Friday or something.
Oh, dear Lord.
They'll have a big announcement for
I wish they were a little more inventive with the name, though.
And we did hear back from them this week.
Oh, cool.
So you guys know we will be doing some broadcasts over there.
Cool.
Nice. Sounds
awesome. Nice.
Good stuff coming up there. Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend J.P. Lutz, up in Bucks County. Obviously, if you haven't been to the store, please do so. It's amazing. It's got everything from vintage gear to their own creations. It's an excellent place to shop. Their online store is bigger than their actual retail store. You can go to BucksCountyBaseballCO.com if you're a lazy shit like me and order everything off of Amazon. Our good friend Mike McVeigh over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Michael, how are you? Your ass needs to call in on the show.
Yeah.
Are we sure we want that?
I might retract that statement.
As if we have a show during working hours, perhaps, because after working hours, I don't know if that'll go as smoothly as you predict.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, anybody that needs a Dodge, Chrysler, or especially a Jeep, the Green Legion, Mr. Michael Diaz has his Jeep through our good friend Mike McVeigh. He is not a car salesman. He's actually somebody you enjoy dealing with. All of our friends at Cavanaugh's Restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Kenny Hutchings and I, the owner, were hanging out on Sunday again.
Oh, cool.
Right before I got thrown out of Sugar House.
I wonder why you got thrown out.
I don't know why.
Was it a few choice words?
I don't know. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
Cavanaugh's Headhouse off of 2nd and South, and Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th Street. And, of course, the University City Cavanaugh's, our friend Brown Pavelchek up in the University City area, 39th and Sansom. Check them out. They're friends of the programs for years. Of course, all of our friends over at Delilah's and the beautiful ladies that we will be going to see tonight.
Hell yeah.
Okay, and there we have it. Because I need that place again. Scream. Yeah. And then, of course, into Manioc and our three longest standing sponsors, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus, 20-year sponsors as of this year. And, of course, the love child of the Bayou and Cactus, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most entertaining and
the most social.
Social. Yeah, I get it. I didn't have enough shots.
Baby steps
today.
Baby steps.
The most social intramural sports leagues in the city. Make sure you check them out. And of course, our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. And of course, our new friend of the program, Jari Evans and Somo Sophie. If you haven't seen the big billboard, it's on 95 right before you're coming north on the bridge. Right before where, if you were there a couple weeks ago, you would have seen the most incredible explosion ever. Could you imagine if you were in?
Oh, man.
Yeah, because at 4 in the morning, people are going for that 6 a.m. flight.
Right.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Boom! Imagine if you were on the Platte Bridge and that happened.
My dad grew up right around the corner from where that happened, Grace Ferry.
That's insane. And it's not nuclear, but there's all Chernobyl's been like the hit thing. So everyone's watching it. People would start flipping.
Hollis and I both felt it. You felt it.
I felt it like a mud. Yeah. I just thought it was thunder. I went out, looked out the window. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Because it kind of rumbled.
It did twice.
Yeah.
On two different explosions. But anyway, everybody, my panel, the illustrious, of course, to my left, who is taking over social media for Pops today. You can bust his balls on our Facebook page. We are live right now. In charge of Green Legion Security, Mr. Brian Conroy. You could call him Rex Alicious. What's happening, Rex?
Please bust my balls because I'm really bad at this social media stuff.
He looks so nervous over there. What am I doing?
Oh, my God. I need to interact with people through a live Facebook chat.
I'd rather bounce Diaz out of here than fucking do this.
I don't know what to do. To my right, and our self-proclaimed NBA expert, you know him as Philly Mike, Mr. Michael Diaz. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I'm not an expert. I'm just a big fan.
Okay. Don't you be shy.
Don't you be shy.
You're not shy.
You're an expert to me. I don't know shit.
I feel like you're really not pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, I mean, I stay up to date on my stuff.
All right.
I'm an aggregator. No. I'm a self-aggregator.
I'm a self-masturbator.
I perform a one-man show at times myself.
Aggregator. I don't know what that means.
I don't know, man.
I throw you guys off that big word, aggregation?
If I wake up with a full mast, I'm not leaving the room until it's done.
You don't stop till the job's done.
I guess you got to get every chance to get as old as you get.
Here we go. It starts. And finally, in the corner, Hollis Handicap, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts. 15-year NFL veteran, 5 years with the Saints, Carolina Panthers, and St. Louis Rams, and 10 years with your beloved Philadelphia Eagles. Mr. Hollis Thomas, how are you, sir?
Good evening, fellas. How are things going?
Everything is good.
House is all filled up today.
Hollis is looking very dapper right now. It's very color coordinated.
I tried a little bit.
It matches your beautiful caramel skin.
Well, I don't want you to ignore his new Phillies hat.
This is not new. This is old.
All right.
This is like 4 years old.
Really?
Yeah, this is one.
They wore Memorial Day or something?
And it looks like you've worn it once.
I wore it a bunch of times because I actually have two of them. One of them I don't wear because it's done by Roy Halladay. It's my guy.
And I was about to make a sound that I didn't want to make, but... anyway. No. That was bringing the show to a halt, reliving the memory. Everybody, we kind of... wanted to. Diaz can't be here tomorrow, or wait, Wednesday.
Wednesday he can't be here.
I still may go to Florida in the morning. I'm not sure, we wanted to make sure we had a show for you this week. We've got big plans for this show coming up. We can't wait to make some announcements about that, but I'm going to keep them quiet for now. We do have a big Miami announcement tonight. Ooh. Awesome Miami announcement. Something that's going to happen at Hard Rock Stadium on December 1st. It's just phenomenal. I can't wait to talk about it.
You better go down there tomorrow and confirm it.
Yeah,
we're going to confirm it.
Yeah, so anyway,
too much.
A little bit.
Too much.
You want me to start off with what happened today in history?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just get into it. Yeah. Hollis, what happened today in history?
Today is July the 1st. It's the 182nd day of the year. There's 183 days left. We're going to start back in 1874 when the very first United States Zoo was opened. Guess where it was opened at?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah. Anyway, it is also a national, it's National American Zoo Day.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be something to do with your fucking hand day. Because that's what it's been. It was National Stroke Yourself Day.
Yeah, it was National Day. Yeah, it was something like that. Did you know that the Olympics didn't start in America until 1904?
No. I did not.
The United States Olympics in 1904 was the very first one held on U.S. Games. It was the third Olympics, Summer Olympics. Guess where it was held at? St. Louis.
Really?
Oh, yeah, St. Louis, yeah.
That's
in case anybody didn't know, Hollis's hometown is St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes. In 1916, Coca-Cola, they bring the current formula that we're currently drinking to the market.
Nice.
I don't
drink that shit at all.
You go to 1979. Did you have a Sony Walkman
Who didn't?
Today was the very first one was introduced. The very first Sony Walkman was introduced today.
How about that?
Yeah.
When you used to have to dial in the FM channel.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Literally
with the dial.
Now, this is a day that will live in infamy also because in 1997 when Mike Tyson fought Evander Holyfield, there was a bit of a biting incident.
That was today.
The Commissioner of Nevada, the Boxing Commission, withheld his $20 million today. And in 1998, guess what happened? It's in the NBA for 204 days. The strike, which was the 50-game shortened season. I got a couple of quick birthdays. We have 1952 Dan Aykroyd, 1960 Evelyn Champagne King, 1961 Diane Spencer. She's also a Philadelphia Eagles fan, Princess Diana. Yeah. 1961 also Carl Lewis, 1967 Pamela Anderson, 1971 we have Missy Elliott, and 1977 Liv Tyler. Today is National Chicken Wing Day.
Today is National Liv Tyler to Blow Me Day.
National Chicken Wing Day, Ginger Snap Day, and American Zoo Day. That's all I got for you for this day.
I like that. That's the abridged what happened today in history.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, but I put the NBA one in there because we're going to be talking mainly about NBA. This was the year that the Spurs won the championship on the shortened season.
Yeah, when Duncan showed up.
My what happened in history today sucks now. I don't even know if I want to talk about it.
You can.
But in 1838, Charles Darwin did present the theory of evolution. Which has been rattling the fucking religious hoax for years. Yeah, love it. Love getting under your skin. Love getting under your skin. Don't forget the Battle of Gettysburg began. Mm-hmm. That's always
turning point in the war.
Point of war.
Fun fact, I am a Civil War nerd.
Are you? Really?
Yeah. I am. I know all. I can show you Gettysburg. Yeah.
Have you been to Gettysburg?
5 times. I could show you everything from. Wow.
One of the things I love about Gettysburg is that there's headstones that have no engravings on them. In other words, that is how many people that died there that they didn't know who died.
Right. Yeah. No dog tags back then.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. All right, really quick, around the country, the U.S. women's soccer team plays tomorrow against England. I hope you lose. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, Megan Rapinoe gets off her ass and stands up.
I want us to win still, though.
Oh yeah, I want us to win.
Because, I want us to win the finals and then lose.
I love America. I want a World Cup.
Talked about this on Rob's show yesterday. I'm not going to lie. The fact that her teammates aren't standing up and telling her to stand up.
Yeah.
All right. I don't care if you like Trump.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares whether or not you like our president?
Yeah. Agreed. But we have. Come on, get behind the fucking American team. Come on.
As long as people are doing stupid shit like this, and on a stage. This is the World Cup.
I know.
All right? Now, granted, it's the Women's World Cup, which means it sucks, but it's the World Cup. It's an international stage, and she's defacing our country because she doesn't like our president?
Mm.
Really? You spoiled millennial bitch. Sorry, I've got nothing for you. And if your teammates don't say, hey, this is, you don't have to play.
Yeah. Tone it down.
Well, just stand.
I
use it. You have so many social media followers. Use that as a platform for everything else, but not this.
Yeah, but it's funny, and I understand it. That's not really how it is, but I know that's the narrative that certain people like to put out there. But I get, because I know you and how you like really are, and you really don't care about what other people do. You really don't care. But then, why are you getting so worked up? Like, just ignore it and move on. I mean, if you don't like it, it's like, and you think what she thinks is wrong, it's like, then you're doing exactly what she's doing by making some big statement over it. Yeah, That's just how I think. It's just like, you don't like it, move on. You know, don't hate the team. You can hate the player.
I don't like the team because they don't have any fucking nuts.
Well,
figuratively and literally.
I was about to say, well, you know.
There was a great article that came out that was circulating around, by the way, about why the women aren't paid as much money as the men. And it's all about revenue. And unfortunately, you guys don't understand that. And she doesn't understand that, in which case she wants to bitch and moan about everything. So,
I mean, it is totally about revenue. But I actually saw that they might be earning, like, or today there was an article, they might be, more people are watching them than watching this, the games that were on last night. You know, USA was in town here. And the link looked like there was no one there. There was like 20,000 people.
Anyway, moving on. Let's get to our teams real fast. The Philadelphia Flyers. And moving on. today was supposed to be and will be an NBA day because it has been a fucking flurry, man.
I know.
Just an absolute
free fall
shit show of moves that have been made. And we're going to kind of turn. I'm going to turn the program basically over to Diaz and Hollis here because I was still trying to put dollar bills in strippers' G strings with Rex yesterday over at D's. But so Well, let's start off with moves around the league.
Okay,
Diaz, tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Hollis, debate.
Gotcha. I think Hollis. Okay. You tell me what you think. I this is probably the most wide open the league has been in
quite some time.
Maybe 15 years. Yeah. Like after the
it's
Lakers,
probably like 20 or 30. Because you had to go. If you go back to when Jordan and the Lakers, everybody always had that three. The Bird and them, they had Bird McHale, Haynes, Bird McHale, and the Chief. Yeah. Then the Jordan has him and Pippen and
Horace Grant.
And Horace Grant. Yeah, they had everybody had that dominant three. It's like this
can't have Horace without a whore.
Well, this is going to take you back to that time when all the teams are going to be competitive. It's looking pretty good, except for some people don't like some of the moves that some of the guys are making.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing will be is just where Kawhi will end up is going to be, at least for us locally, we'll talk about what Sixers did, obviously. But
right.
Locally, I mean, if he stays in Toronto, we're in decent shape.
Yeah.
I would put Toronto. They're the defending champs.
Yeah, they're
bringing
champs,
everyone
yeah.
back.
They're bringing it.
But,
yeah.
but if
and if we are playing in Toronto next year during any weekend whatsoever, the Green Legion will be running a trip to Toronto to take over that shitty little spot they call Jurassic Park.
It's going
to
be called Green Legion Land.
We'll think of something.
Yeah,
for
we'll get
it.
Creative
yeah.
there.
Yeah, we'll get creative.
But if he goes, we were talking about this before the show. If he goes to the Clippers or the Lakers, if he goes to the Lakers, they'd be scary. I don't know how they'd afford to keep anyone else around those guys.
Yeah,
but
everybody else would take like a minimum.
The minimum. I'll pay you.
That's going to be a tough team with those three.
If they get that three. I saw some meager. Didn't the Knicks sign Randall?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Kind of like the Flyers moves over the last couple of years.
It's horrible.
Knicks fans. Yeah. It's so sad. I have a buddy who grew up in New York, and he is a Knicks, Mets, Giants fan. Things have never been worse. That's terrible. But just today or yesterday, the Knicks president put out a tweet. Can you imagine if this happened here? It basically said, we understand, you know, we see on social media some of Knicks Nation is not entirely happy with the comings and goings today, but we are still dedicated to bringing championship level play through the, you're just like when your team president has to put out a tweet saying, we know you guys think this sucks.
Well, but you know what?
Today they signed three dudes. They signed four dudes today. They signed.
They signed John Randle. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And then who else?
They signed Bobby Portis.
Who?
They signed. Who else? They did Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson's old.
Yeah, and they signed another.
He's
guy.
Pretty decent though. But.
Just another power forward dude. Just like what? Why? What's the point of that? So the other thing I saw, I reckon, just looking down on the Eastern Conference, forgetting about the West for a second.
Right.
I mean, I think the good teams are going to be really good.
Right.
And I think there's going to be a whole lot of bad teams.
Right.
You know, what the Nets did to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie.
But did it? Yeah, Indianapolis, what they do?
Well, by the way, Golden State's going to retire Kevin Durant's number.
Yeah, that's true. They said they were going to do that. Ah. It's kind of weird to say that when the player's still playing. And he was. He won two championships and everything. But
what do you? But it was a question I wanted to ask you. What do you think about what Charlotte did with Kemba Walker?
I mean, it's a problem with Charlotte. You know, these max deals. Like, listen, I'm happy that we signed Tobias Harris. Totally. I think they had to for what they traded for him. And he does fit perfectly. We'll get into all that
later, but
he's not technically the max player deal is supposed to be for like Joel Embiid and LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. Durant.
I didn't like the fact that they were trying to. They were talking about Ben Simmons deal, like extending it.
Well, they're going to extend it.
Why you talk about it now?
It's just it came out now,
so they can make him feel happy about not taking jump shots.
Well, they noticed if you notice on that the tweet that went out, it was Rich Paul. Mm-hmm. It's a Rich Paul thing. Paul is letting everyone know that that we're working on this for my guy, and if you know how it works,
right?
You know,
but on the max deal, the Kemba Walker. With them developing Natalie Eganoff is on TV. With Kemba Walker, with them developing him like they did, and just to let him walk like that.
I mean, if they could pull off a sign and trade, and it's weird. It's kind of like this is what they did is kind of. You know, we talked about it here when I talked with Mr. Sixer Superfan Quimby over here with his Jimmy Butler jersey and his Jimmy Butler pajamas and his Jimmy Butler hat.
Soon to be Louis Dominguez.
So it's not like that Jimmy Butler was bad or anything. And and I won't, you know, we'll get into the Butler signing, but there's legitimate real reasons that people didn't want Butler here because in the fifth year, you're paying him $44 million. Right. I think Kemba's same age, 29.
No, Kemba's not that old. Kemba's young.
No, I don't think so, man.
Kemba is young. They developed he got drafted by them. He may be 27 or 28.
No, he's not that.
Yes, he is. He's not.
I'm going to look this up.
Look him up.
But
they developed him into what he is. He's a good point guard.
I can't imagine.
If that's your franchise, if you developed him, you gonna let him walk like that?
They offered him less than the max.
Yeah,
you know, they offered him 5 years.
But he's an all star. He's a perennial all star point guard.
He's 29.
Yeah,
he just turned 29. So yeah. I mean, he's 6'1". Listen, he's a good player. When you say the downsides of someone, it doesn't mean that you don't like him. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't know, man. You know, he's been there.
Yeah.
Charlotte's kind of a clusterfuck of an organization.
Pretty
with
much.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think they wanted him to, you know, they wanted him to go, but it's kind of like, do you want to be paying Kemba Walker $44 million at age 34?
I don't know.
I mean, they decided they didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, it's like you developed him all that way and just let him walk.
Well, that's how free agency works. Well, you know this.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
I do know that.
You know, like that happens with all these players, you know.
There was big news today, you know that? The Lopez brothers were reunited.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah, they haven't been together. They haven't ever been together.
Is that like Kit and Kat Lee, and they finally had a scene where one of them licked their asshole?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a different.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Great to Rob this show.
But
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, just like what. How does Kemba went to Boston?
Right.
How does he fit with Boston? I'm like, you're gonna have to. We'll have to see. I think he'll certainly be more stable, like in the locker room.
Yeah, but see, I think that's what they did. They went with a younger version of Kyrie Irving, who's not as volatile as him. Who's
older version? But,
you know, he's older than Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie's only like 26.
Oh yeah, that's right. He came so 1 year.
You consider Kyrie volatile?
Yeah, he's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
He's a bit of a bitch. Put it this way. He's one of the reasons why I went off one time when he was they was playing against Phoenix and the guy was scored 48 points. So he wanted to get a 50 burger. So Kyrie Irving gets pissed and is charging at him. I was like, where was all that fucking energy on the other 48 points?
That's right.
That is one of your favorite stories.
Yeah, I know. But he's always bitches like that. But then the stuff he says in the locker room, and they made it farther without him.
So you don't think he's a good leader?
I don't think he's a good leader at all.
He's not. He did not lead. He was a terrible leader with Boston. He's not. He probably shouldn't be a leader.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's probably not his ideal
strong
role.
Suit. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's go this real quick. We'll
okay.
Just, let's hit. Let's all
go.
These.
Yeah, let's
just,
go.
Just stay with the East.
Okay. Just stay with the deals in the East. Okay. And then just tell me which ones that you like the best.
All right. So what I mean, Indiana. Now Indiana lost Bogdanovich.
Oh, they lost him.
Yeah, they lost him. But they picked up Brogdon.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Like. You know,
it's kind of a good trade-off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it fits.
Yeah, we'll see how it fits, yeah.
Milwaukee, they brought everyone back but lost Brogdon.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee, I would say, again, assuming that
Kawhi. And they released George Hill.
They brought him back, didn't they?
I thought they released him. I thought they waived him.
I'll look at the signings list.
Yeah, look at the signings because they waived him. I know initially they waived him. And I was like, damn, he was the main one, like, bringing y'all back in some of those finals games.
Yeah, he agrees to a 3-year, $29 million deal.
Okay, so they brought him back.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Right. So, I mean, that's a loss there. But I would just, you know, they won the most. They have Giannis, another year older, with some experience.
Right.
Let's just keep them at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto, they're the defending champs. They've got a very good team.
Right.
You know, Kawhi is still not signed. Now, I want to take a second on this Kawhi thing. Kawhi, first off. You know, he's a free agent for the first time in his life. He can take as much time as he wants.
Correct.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. Take as much time as you want.
Yes.
But and he won the title, mm-hmm. and Toronto will love him forever no matter what he
does. No matter what.
And the MVP.
The finals MVP.
Yeah.
So he's the only guy to win it in for two different teams.
And also both conferences.
Yeah. So the thing is, though, is when you take time, and this is what this is the exact point that I was trying to talk about last year when people, you know, LeBron, Paul George, mm-hmm. and Kawhi. And, you know, Sixers are going star hunting, and they took this time, and just imagine the team that Kawhi decides not to go to. You know, Toronto would be probably kind of pretty okay. We'll see if Siakam grows this year, and he's the future of the team kind of thing. We just won the championship. But just imagine if you're the Clippers and Kawhi decides not to go there. You've got all this money that could have gone to other players. And you struck out, and you're stuck there with all this, you know, cap space that you just didn't use because you were put everything into the one bag. And last year, like, LeBron, just like this past year with Durant going to New York, now we didn't know which team, but LeBron, like, everyone said he was going to L.A. for a year. Right. It was just that's what he was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, you know, the Philly starts playing pretty well. The young guys look pretty good. They make a abbreviated playoff run, you know, add LeBron here in the East. All the reasons why he should come.
Right.
But he wanted to go there. So, you know, I feel last year we wasted time instead of building up that bench.
Right.
Instead of re-signing Amir or something. So, Toronto, you know, Kawhi, for their sake, they want Kawhi back. If Kawhi is not back, they're a playoff team. I would think that they're more like kind of like the Miami team that we played, two seasons ago?
Two seasons ago, yeah.
Good team.
Good team, but
going to win some games. Going to be tough. You can't take it easy on them, but ultimately they're not going to.
They're not going to knock you off.
Yeah, I think the Sixers would take that second spot. behind them, Boston. Boston just got worse. They still don't have a big guy.
They still don't have a big guy. Yeah.
You want to talk about Horford?
Horford. Yeah.
We're gonna get to
Horford.
Each individual player. Okay. Here.
Well, we're just at Boston.
We're just at Boston.
So, like, you know, they got rid of Kyrie. Yeah. They got in Kemba.
Yeah.
It's almost like let's just say that those guys are equal on the floor.
Yeah, equal on the floor. Yeah.
I think they'll just be happier with Kemba.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, ultimately they got worse.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know, but you know what? Because the coach, Brad Stevens, he's actually pretty good when they had, like, they didn't have Kyrie and they had the Rozier kid. Terry Rozier. And they, you know, they got a nice young nucleus. If you look at it, Tatum. Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, those two guys are good.
Yeah, they have a nice young nucleus. So
they do. Like they're not going to be a bad team, but they still don't have a big guy at all.
No big guys.
Rebounding was their problem last year. They don't have Terry Rozier anymore, who signed with Charlotte.
Oh,
funny enough,
so that's what Charlotte did.
Yeah, he signed for some crazy like 3 years, $64 million or
because he
$40 million or something. Like
he's good though. I like him. He's gonna be good.
Yeah,
he's pretty much a younger Kemba Walker, I guess.
Not as quick and not as talented, but
he can shoot. I think he can shoot the three better than Kemba.
I think Indiana.
What about Detroit?
Did Detroit do anything?
They signed Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah, to a 2 year deal. 2 year, $10
million. That's why I said that.
And Brooklyn, you know, Brooklyn, they're paying 30, however we feel about Horford.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan is a washed player. He is washed. He's done. And they're giving him $30 million over the next 3 years.
Oh, dear Lord.
And
well, hold on a second. Every player at that level, mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be shocked to see what some of these players and the points their play is actually paying them at this point.
Well,
in the NBA, it's more so than any other sport.
What do you mean by paying them?
DeAndre Jordan is getting $10 million a year. That doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. Well, and he is as useful as tits on a fish.
Oh, now, who had 33 minutes in before Quimby
I'm just saying.
I get what
you'd be shocked to see how much mediocre to less than mediocre players actually making the NBA.
Right, but a guy like that, and for what he can do, I mean, just get a second-round pick or something. You know, he's not going to contribute so much that you need to spend that much money. I mean, $10 million, you can get a nice player for that much.
Yep.
Also, with the Kevin Durant injury, he's definitely not playing next year.
Correct.
And then when he comes back, it's not like
he's going to miss the whole season, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. More than likely.
I mean, that's absolutely a massive injury.
Yeah. And so he's out all of next year.
Right.
And then the following year he comes back, and I don't think he's going to suck or anything, but to expect Finals MVP Kevin Durant that first year back.
I don't expect it the first half of the season, but towards the end of the middle of the season, because their season is so long. Yeah, I expect it.
And they got it. But listen, I'm just saying devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there's no way that he will be.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe. But also, I feel equally that maybe not. So we're talking 2 years before they're really at full squad.
Where's D'Angelo going?
He's got signed by Golden State.
Oh, okay.
They did a sign and trade.
Okay, cool.
So they sent him to Golden State. So, you know, and then everyone below him, I mean, Washington is a train wreck.
Yes, it is.
The Knicks,
did
hilarious.
We not know that already?
Charlotte, train wreck. You know what would be a fun team to watch next
year? Orlando?
Atlanta. Atlanta's got a lot of young dudes.
A lot, yeah. And they got the former
you do former like Sixers. Young dudes, don't you?
Lloyd. God damn it.
They got the former Sixers.
Yeah, Lloyd Pierce.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good with them.
You know, I heard a story from somewhere that I listened to or read or something, but Lloyd Pierce brought up Kevin Herter, who was a second-round pick.
Yeah. If you can't love her, hurt her.
Oh, he's great. He's great. He's like a... big, tall, white dude that can shoot. Anyway,
hey, this is an EOE show.
EOE,
we just explain people not by color.
But, I mean, he
although Hollis is a big black man.
Yes,
I am. He's a big white dude.
I don't see color.
Lloyd Pierce brought him up to the Sixers-Raptors series just to get like a, hey, you know, like this is, let's check out, this is how you have to play if you want to play playoff basketball. So it's cool that Lloyd, I wish Lloyd Pierce all
the luck in the world.
That's about the most we'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks for the next year.
You want to go? You want to go to the West?
Yeah, well, let's go to the West. Let's start at the top. Golden State.
Did they get better?
No, they did not get better.
I didn't think so.
But they maxed out Clay. The signing D'Angelo Russell, I like to. I mean, where does that?
Well, you know, Livingston is going to retire.
Who is?
Livingston.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to have they maxed D'Angelo Russell.
Really?
As well.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah,
Livingston's going to retire. That shouldn't happen.
No, but I'm saying D'Angelo Russell. He'll be in the starting lineup as long as Clay's out.
Yeah,
you know, with his ACL recovery.
I mean, right.
We'll see.
Well, you know, you can play Clay as small forward, or you can play D'Angelo Russell as small forward.
You can't play D'Angelo Russell as small forward. He's like he dribbles around.
How tall is he?
I don't know, 6'3".
Is he?
I mean, you could do whatever you want, but he does not play that position. He's a point guard. You know. Okay. Denver, they just maxed what's his name, Murray.
It's okay. Keep going.
All right, they maxed out Murray today. Mm-hmm. Denver was the one team I thought I was afraid that Harris might go to.
Did you know who went to JJ Redick went to the New Orleans?
Whoa, just had him a two-year
deal. Yeah.
2 years, 25.
Yeah. That guy's just been robbing people.
Thanks, for the discount there, Redick.
And then you know, Sacramento did a couple of things too.
Yeah, they picked up some. Who did
Trevor Ariza and somebody.
Trevor
else?
Ariza, yeah.
And somebody else they got.
Marvin Harrison they re-signed.
Yeah.
Football retirement?
Not Marvin Harrison. Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, I was going to say Harrison Barnes, yeah. I kind of wanted
him
here.
That was a Quimby NBA moment.
Yeah, I kind of wanted Harrison Barnes here because he's actually a shooter.
Yeah. No, but I think they signed him for a lot of money.
Yeah, they signed him for a lot of money.
Like 3 years, $60 million or something. $20 million a year.
Yeah, $20 million a year, yeah.
The team that is making the big jump is Utah Jazz. They got Bogdanovich.
Okay.
They got Mike Conley.
Oh, because they let Ricky Rubio. Where did Ricky Rubio go? Did he go to Phoenix? Or did he go
Phoenix? Correct. He went to Phoenix. And who was the other guy that they picked up here? Bojan Bogdanovic. Oh, my Lord. He should have this already.
Hey, guys, just so you know, in case you did not know.
Okay.
Word of the day is moist.
I saw your post there. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Oh, dear Lord.
But yeah, so Ed Davis, who is this to sign with the Jazz? Someone help me out here.
Sign with the Jazz?
You're asking the wrong boy.
You're asking the wrong boy.
But who is it? I was like, who signed with the Jazz? Move. That's a good move. Yeah, they had like a couple. They had like two or three like good moves right in the ring. Like, oh man, the Jazz are going to be pretty good.
But they was already pretty good with Donovan Mitchell
Brogdon.
Brogdon. Yeah.
Yeah, they got Brogdon.
Yeah, and they brought back Millsap.
They brought by, yeah, Paul Millsap.
Obviously, guys, you guys don't know as much about the West as you do the East. This is fun.
Well,
Brogdon went to the Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you
and here comes the water cooler conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, why don't you guys like talk about like how you see the Sixers matching up against the Eastern Conference?
We're going to get to that, Dick Tracy.
Well, yeah, we're just wrapping up.
We're searching on the West Coast here. I want to fucking...
And that's our first Rex eruption of the day.
The moves go all around. But Rex, you know, Rex might be drunk, but he does have a point. We should take a break.
We're going to take a break. And again, on our next segment, we got a huge, huge Miami announcement.
Gigantor.
Gigantic.
Before we go to break, this is Independence Week, right?
You're right, brother.
Yes, sir.
I forgot. There's one thing I forgot. The very first, in 1776, the very first vote for the United States Declaration of Independence was today. The very first vote.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, for the
It only took 4 days to write that thing?
It was announced tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
July 2nd.
Excellent.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, if you guys have not watched, three-part series that the History Channel released on how we became a country. It was called... Sons of Liberty.
Okay.
It is fucking phenomenal. And Hollis, I'm so glad you took that bottle and put it over there so these fucking knuckleheads couldn't take any more.
I got water here.
Fuck you, Quimby.
Anyway, we'll be back with more Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, we're back on Green Legion Radio for our second segment. Big Miami announcement coming up real soon here. We do want to, however, get to... your 10-9-8-70 motherfucking Sixers, because let's be honest, the squad today looks a whole lot better than it did yesterday.
Wow. Isn't it so? I thought I was going to come in here and you were going to be like flipping shit.
Look, here's the deal. I'm going to be fine if Simmons starts taking shots.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to shut me up? Start taking shots.
Yeah, that's. I think I take
shots at everybody.
And I think
Simmons, start taking shots.
And I think that's a fair assessment, because you can't be a point guard and see like this, all the stuff that he's doing right now. It'll work during the regular season.
Right.
But when you play teams that are playing you for a 7-game series, the best four of a 7-game series, they're going to make him be the one to shoot.
And also, it's about time.
Yes.
You know, when he was drafted, he was elite everything,
right,
except he can't shoot.
Right.
And people are like, well, that's a big thing.
It's like,
it's about time.
Right.
You know, I'm patient, more patient than most people with it. But next year, what do you think about this? I was talking with a buddy who was like, listen, he needs to have a consistent jump shot. I'm like, no. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But I think next year, to go from non-existent to league average, meaning he's got like, you know, if there's 200 players that qualify, he's 100th. I think he needs to be consistently shooting. I would expect it to be kind of bad.
He might go one for four at night, one for three. But you know what I really anticipate and I really want for him? I want him to start taking over games and taking it to – because he could get to the basket at will.
Yep.
At will.
Well, he's going to be matched up against people that are 6'8" inches, a foot taller than.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, a real quick shout-out to my cuz, Ashley Hefner. I hope you're doing well, sweetie. I love you to death. She's looking at you right now, Hollis, going, sexy man. She's looking at you going,
that's impossible. Ashley, come on.
Not so much.
How you doing, Ashley?
Look at this.
It's because Diaz is taken, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
that's right. Wait, when's the date?
Next Friday, yo.
Next Friday. Are we going?
Shit, I got to stop. Oh, you're my date.
Okay.
You're coming.
Okay, we're going. Crashing time.
I'm bringing him.
Crashing time.
I'll have to put it up to
I don't give a shit.
Hollis is invited everywhere.
Are you going to wear the white tux?
If you have a white tux, goddamn yeah.
I'll throw you a couple hundred bucks for his plate.
I don't have a.
And I'll try to make sure he doesn't eat the plate.
I normally don't eat that much at events.
It's a buffet.
I normally drink more.
Is it?
We don't believe that, Hollis.
I normally drink more.
You're not allowed,
Hollis. I normally drink more. Not because
we don't believe that.
Hold on. You've had my mom's chicken.
Yes.
So you know I'm a food snob. Her birthday's coming up too.
Happy birthday, Mama T.
Well, today, if she's listening, she's probably listening to us. I did make it possible for her to get some of her ice back. So she's happy. She told me she was happy laying in bed with her ice now.
Okay.
She didn't remember how good it felt. So so make sure she got that.
Nice.
I'm a bit of a food snob. When I go to events like that, I just drink. I'm there to drink my dinner.
Ah,
well, there you go. Well, just in case you were wondering, I have a date. Now, I don't know if he's going to fit at the table, but I won't sit down for the most part.
Well, let's talk about this Sixer squad.
Okay.
So, you know, Butler.
Well, let,
if I may, yeah. I'm going to ring lead this. And just,
okay.
Okay. All right. First of all, a lot of people don't know about Richardson.
Right.
All right. Leading scorer on a bad team.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, you do like Whiteside.
Yeah. Whiteside.
He's decent.
But
Gordon Dragic.
You know, it's a mediocre team.
Right.
It's not a terrible team, but it's a mediocre team.
Right.
It was where we were stuck for
forever.
An epiphany.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right. Forever. Forever.
Sports purgatory.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sports.
The wheel of mediocrity.
So let's. Besides the fact that Richardson's only costing us $10 million a year, why don't you tell these guys what they should like and what they might not?
He's give pros and cons. He's kind of like a poor man's Jimmy Butler. Mm. As far as what you can get out of him. Now, right. The attitude.
And Jimmy Butler is no longer a poor man.
Yeah, no.
Not at all.
Not at all. But, you know, Butler's that attitude. We were talking about this before the show, too. The clutchness.
Yeah, the clutchness.
The, like, all right, guys, here, give me the ball. I'm going to take over.
Right.
That might get you 17 points a game.
Right.
You know, this guy, Richardson's going to get you 12 to 15 points a game.
Yeah.
But we don't – he's not going in for that role. I mean, he's a switchable defender.
Exactly.
He's
Hold on real quick. And I do kind of think that his production is going to come down significantly because he's going to be on the court with – four other people.
Before other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
But I think –
he's not going to score.
Right.
But he can
score. Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things where I like this move because he's a young guy. We've got a young nucleus, so you give these guys a chance to grow and learn how to win together. So it's one of those things where Tobias will be able to flourish a little bit more because you got him.
But I mean, you have also four pieces if Simmons can get where he needs to be, and all of them are under 26.
Yeah, under 26. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Harris is 27. But
yeah, yeah, he's 27. All the starters, right?
Yeah. Well, except for Horford.
Horford.
Horford. The one thing with Horford, you know, he's a backup center. He's not going to play backup center.
No, he's going to play power forward.
He's going to play power forward, and they're going to just kind of have a Twin Towers thing. And he's certainly big and certainly a center.
I'm going to tell you what you did right there.
Right.
Okay. You can. You can talk about production. You can talk about where he's going to play. You can talk about any kind of statistics you want. The greatest thing that you did with that Horford move is that he's not playing against Embiid anymore.
That's right.
Well, you know. Also, he's. I feel like he's a good leader. He's a hustle guy.
Yeah.
Here comes Rex. As soon as we talk about leadership Rex and hustle.
What do you want to say?
Why is that always a joke when I want to talk about leadership?
Because you have nothing else to say other than leadership.
Because leadership.
Because I think it's so valuable.
It is, but it's not. It's not a. It is. And if you hear people telling you that, you know, or laughing at leadership, it's mainly because you say it all the time. But also, it's important. But it's like players that are good.
Fuck you.
No.
That was a backhand compliment.
No, it's just like yeah. Oh god, it's like the hustle thing.
The greatest talent in the world. If it doesn't have leadership, it's useless.
That's right. Leadership is good. You'd rather have better players.
Can we say leadership one more time?
Leadership.
Okay, good.
That's it. Quit patronizing him. That was mean.
Come on.
He's
patronizing, gave him a backhand compliment.
He rex-erupted me, so, you know, you gotta make sure you come correct him.
Yeah. You opened the door.
I did. It was me.
Yeah.
Itching to do a rex-eruption.
No.
Okay, all right. One at a time. Everybody's talking right now.
Okay, I got a quick question here for Diaz. What the fuck are we going to do about shooting?
Well,
I think Richardson helps you.
Plus and minus, you know, no one's going to be as good as Redick.
Right.
You're taking a step back with Richardson as Redick, but Richardson is far and away better than Redick. There's no black hole on defense.
He's a much better defender.
Yeah, and I love that we brought back Mike Scott.
Yeah, Mike Scott, great pickup.
Mike Scott could be your sixth man of the year.
Now, shooting-wise, it's kind of like, all right, Horford, I know. Oh my God, another center that shoots threes. He's better than Embiid shooting threes.
Yeah, he's a lot better.
Horford doesn't miss,
and he's also got
against us. He's league average
again.
You just took 30 points off of Boston. I might start betting on the Sixers against Boston now.
Well, see, he's also got a mid-range jumper also.
Yep.
They can stretch the floor a lot so they're not able to converge on Embiid.
You know, when someone says, why would they do this? They're giving him so much. Listen, there's a lot of money at the end of the thing. Exactly. I don't know which would be worse, Butler's deal or end of Horford's deal. I don't know. It's not there isn't any like super smooth, this is actually perfect and everything's right. gonna work. If they figure out how to make it work, they're gonna be deadly.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, there's gonna be a big problem. Yeah. So the people that don't like it or disagree or hate it,
you'll never hear the end of them.
Well, and it's like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. There are potential problems, but also the potential payoff. Mm-hmm. It's just like trading the two starters for Butler.
Right.
People that hated it is like, well, he could leave. It's like, yeah, but you also have Jimmy Butler.
Right.
You know, well, so there's a push and pull.
And now you have Richardson. This is all part of the process. It's all TTP.
Yeah.
Horford
isn't. Well, no. Richardson is.
No, I'm just saying.
Richardson's CTP.
He's young.
You got you get Butler for Saric and Covington, and now you sign a trade in for Richardson. This is part of the process.
Yeah, but the Harris, the Fultz, and the what was the trade we just did? The Thibault trades are all like not processed.
No, yeah.
You know what? At least the difference from a novice basketball mind would suggest that they at least have fundamental and foundation pieces in place at this point. And this is just something that we didn't have when your center was a tall redhead kid from
Tom McCullough or Sean Bradley?
Now, hold on.
And how about that? How many times do you have to say that you had two tall redhead centers that were useless?
Mac Lucas?
yikes. Now, I was going to ask, what about our fucking bench?
Well, the bench. you're right.
Well, you got Mike Scott.
Yeah, you got Mike Scott.
The big thing that I see right now is backup point guard.
Wait a second. Did you guys talk about Harris?
Not yet.
Before you get to the bench,
okay.
Let's go through these core players now.
Okay.
Let's go through your starters.
Okay.
We don't have to talk about Simmons, and we don't have to talk about Embiid.
No.
All right. We covered Richardson.
Yeah.
All right. We pretty much covered Horford. With everything we talked about, but we haven't talked about
Tobias Harris.
And,
yes.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I don't think that Diaz is as much of a fan, because he doesn't like the money that it's taking to get him. But in this same sentence, Tobias did show during the season, he did show signs of greatness,
right?
And he didn't have a role on this team,
yeah.
And he also didn't know where he was going. Don't worry, I'm coming right to you.
Yeah, okay.
Right to you after. You can go like this. No, I'm not done.
Okay.
Oh my
Hollis
God!
Hollis is muted.
That's just going too far.
I think now that he knows he's a permanent part of what this team feels as though they can use to win an NBA championship, I think he's going to play better.
Now my pitch was to you because I know you don't like the money.
But
this is what I'm saying. I know how it is to like kind of wonder what the fuck you're going to be at. And it's like it's one of those things where you want to give it your all. It's like, but you don't want to hurt yourself too because you don't
give it your all and you don't know where you're going or what you're getting signed for and you bust that leg.
Yeah, you bust that leg. It's like you don't know where you're going to be at next.
Right.
But now that I feel like now that Tobias has got a long term deal and he feels like he's a Sixer, he's a part of the city. I feel like he's going to do a lot better. So we'll see a lot more of those All Star games that we saw. What I wanted to ask you what you think about that.
I mean,
because I know you was talking about the money. But it's like I was giving it to you from a player's point of view. Like when you go into that, when you're just like a bit of a journeyman, and you don't know if you're gonna be there the next year, you don't know if they're thinking about trading you or some shit like that. You kind of give it almost your all, but when you know that the team is behind you, you know that the city's behind you. It's like when I played here, I knew that the Eagles was behind me, I knew the city was behind me, so I gave it my all. I would run through a fucking wall.
Right.
It'd be those years where you kind of like teetering on the edge.
Yeah, you're up for a deal.
Exactly. But what you think about?
I don't not like the money. I'm realistic in that's what you're going to have to pay to keep him.
Right.
I mean.
is he worth $32 million a year? You know, I mean, that's what you pay all-stars. And maybe he becomes an all-star, but he's not been an all-star, right? I think he's perfect for the team age-wise. I think he fits perfect positionally. He's the worst defender out of their starters now, and he's not a bad defender. He's okay. Right. You know, he's not going to mess you up.
Well, now you know what? Now he knows.
Yeah.
Now he knows, and
yeah,
you know, balls to the wall.
And yeah. I have a lot of thoughts about Harris.
10-4, good buddy. Balls to the wall.
I'm super happy he's here. I think what it'll do. We talked about this before the show is. You know, he was the fourth guy in the playoffs. You know, Butler got a raised profile in the playoffs. I think starting the year fresh, mm-hmm. having a defined role will do well. And I also think, I know this is, you know, we talk about on the field and on the court and on the ice. Well, we don't talk hockey, but, you know, whatever you want to say. Yeah. But off the field, I could see Tobias Harris as becoming like, the new Malcolm Jenkins kind of role.
He does a lot of stuff.
He does a lot of stuff, and he's just like I've heard him on interviews, long form podcast interviews.
Yeah,
he's just a really good guy. He's a good guy.
Tobias Harris.
He's
a good kid.
He just is genuine. I think he'll be a great addition to the city. Good stabilizing force. He's reasonable. He's been all over, so he knows. You know, he knows how it is to be bouncing around, and probably, I mean, he's going to value the money, obviously.
Right.
But he's going to value the experience of being here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was like, it's one of those things where I feel like now he's found a home.
Good talk, Sarah. Good one. You know, society's got no hold on this outlaw.
Damn it.
All right. Real close. You know, I'm like a bird. Actually, more like a hard-ass pterodactyl.
Bullshit.
Hey, God forbid you don't win after throwing only two quarters, man. It's a business. It ain't UNICEF, okay?
Damn it.
A good mind to take my outlaw ass. Yeah, you better walk away, hard ass.
For this oxygen machine.
Some people, right?
I was trying to find the part where he goes, so I gotta go to the impound later and pick up my hammy. Hammy.
Balls to the wall. Hey, anyone out there that doesn't know that quote, be happy because that means you have a life and you're not sitting home on Saturdays watching Joe Dirt on TBS at 3 p.m.
Excuse me.
Dick Tracy, man.
Excuse me.
I know, man. That's man.
One of the best movies ever.
Hey, Quimby, though, wait till he gets married.
You're my sister.
He's going to be begging us for jokes and stuff.
Right?
Once he gets married.
I won't know any of the references.
Yeah.
Yeah. Begging us for time away.
You're fucked.
Totally.
All right. So now that we've covered that. Yeah, let's talk about the bench.
Okay. Yeah, the bench.
I would like to address something from the comments.
Okay.
Section.
Please. Excellent.
So some people believe that they overpaid for Harris because we lost Butler.
Mm.
I would like for you guys to explain the finances, if you will.
The finances are they could offer max deals to both players. Signing Butler and signing Harris have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they had enough room under the cap
to
pay for both.
I was telling Quimby this beforehand. Woj, who everyone believes is number one, it kind of says something different, but every other reporter, respected guys, Tom Haberstroh, has sources inside the negotiations. The Sixers offered a 5-year full max to Jimmy Butler, and he declined it. So they declined. It was offered. It was declined. Mm. Nothing to do with it.
Now, Diaz, tell everybody why. What's the perception
right.
in the Jimmy Butler camp?
Mm. Okay, so this is why, Quimby, I was so surprised with you because, you know, Mr. Superfan Sixer fan over here with the Jimmy Butler jersey and Jimmy
Oh, no, that
Jimmy
is
Butler,
Louis Dominguez's jersey.
Jimmy Butler thong underwear and all this shit that he's got. Jimmy Butler came from, like, Chicago. He was whatever the 30s.
Right next to my Rick and Morty underwear.
He was at the bottom of the draft. He worked real hard. He improved. He became a 3-time All-Star, and Chicago never won anything. You know, Chicago went into a youth movement. He hated it. He was disruptive. He wants to win now. He's all about winning. This isn't going to work.
But for the most part, what's the real reason?
The real reason is because Jimmy's about
win.
Jimmy.
He wants to win
on his own way, on his own terms.
He wants to be the guy. He wants to be the fourth quarter guy that you saw for his team. Meaning he wants to be the number one guy on a team now.
Right.
And he wants to be responsible for everything that they win.
That's right. Which means, so that sounds like from Jimmy Butler's camp, something that they would say because he's so committed. Jimmy Butler's about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's always been about Jimmy Butler. Now, all these players are all about themselves in the way that it's their career, it's their life, and you know how it goes. But if Jimmy Butler was about winning, he wouldn't be going to Miami. Jimmy Butler has the attitude, which has gotten to him where he is.
Now, hold on a second. Hold up, I'm not done. Is Jimmy Butler single?
I don't know.
All right, then Jimmy Butler might want to go to Miami.
Okay. Yeah. But Jimmy Butler, I'm not saying he's never said this, and he doesn't, I don't know if he really thinks this, but we all saw how Michael Jordan, LeBron James takes over games. That's what Jimmy Butler envisions himself or the role he wants to play on a team. Jimmy Butler's not that good as those guys. Jimmy Butler is good, but I wanted Jimmy Butler back. But now that I know the circumstances why Jimmy Butler left, the Jimmy Butler that we all thought we had and we loved, that's not the guy that would have been here. So it's a blessing in disguise that he decided to decline, because that attitude that he's displayed everywhere else he's been, and even to a point here back in December,
it's finally coming around again.
It would have come up in 2 years. Let's just say this. Right. Here's a very reasonable scenario to come up. Ben Simmons needs to shoot. So the first October, November of next year, Ben Simmons is told by the coach, like privately, whatever. He shoots 3 shots a game, misses them all the time, but he keeps shooting. Butler gets pissed. This isn't going to win, but I don't want to deal with this. He would just be so disruptive, because Jimmy Butler's that's his whole history, and this was on display on this right. on this move right here.
Yeah.
So Hollis, I would like to ask you as a former player.
Okay.
Where do you recognize players that want to?
You're killing us right now. We're trying to move on to another.
Reward
subject.
Themselves versus wanting to win a championship.
You know what? You know what? You actually get it. It's just a feeling you have, because you know.
I think Jimmy Butler actually believes he can win a championship as the number one guy.
Yeah.
With a couple of components.
Oh, he's got balls of steel. You know what I mean? He's like he thinks he's the guy.
And you're still stalling our show, right?
Yeah. No, but it's not that. So if people want to know, like, listen, it's not like football. Like we had enough space that we could sign 2 of those guys to the max contract offered. They offered it to Butler. He declined it. They offered like $10 million less to Harris. He took it. When I say I don't like the money, Harris got exactly what Harris would have gotten. Mm-hmm. I think if you try and lowball him, he's not going to – he would have just moved on. There's a little bit about that whole respect factor.
Did you hear that fuzz just come in?
No, you just heard
it. You got a helicopter? No, I hear a little bit. It's not that loud, though. Are you wearing the
The headless headset?
The cordless headset. That's why you're getting the fuss, sir.
So I think with Harris, that's the money that it was going to cost to get him. It's like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, that's the kind of guy you sign Kemba Walker.
Good.
But I think with Harris.
All right, great. Bench.
Bench.
All right. Who we got on the bench?
Well, the bench starts with Mike Scott.
Mike Scott.
We've got Zaire Smith.
Okay, Zaire Smith.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing what happens there in summer league starting on Friday.
Okay.
We got Matisse Thybulle.
Okay.
Rookie. Don't expect too much from him, but probably during the regular season, like to see him some rotation minutes.
Right.
Big defense guy. Fell off on his 3-point shooting last year. He fell off to what like Embiid shot last year.
Okay.
He was shooting like 36% and he only shot like 30 last year.
For Washington, right?
For Washington. Which, god damn it. You trade up with Boston to get a guy from Washington.
Again.
Listen, it's a 50-50 chance. You missed the first one, you hit the second one.
Yeah, you hope. So you know Markelle Fultz is looking pretty good now. He hasn't started shooting yet, though.
Well, that was after Diaz cleaned his pipes out at his birthday party.
he was pretty tired.
Yeah.
He couldn't raise his arms.
Was that the lady you had at your bachelor
party?
So
he wasn't hugging you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, no. Yeah, he was hugging me.
And he wasn't giving you a reach around?
No, he wasn't reaching. He was hugging me.
Gotcha.
In a certain special, you know, intimate way.
Dance at your bachelor party, right?
Well, so those 3 guys. We got Shake Milton, who might be on the full. He was on the two-way. Jonah Bolden. That's what we got right now.
Okay. We need a backup.
We need a little more. I don't know if James Ennis comes back. Mm-hmm. Well, you say backups, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Mm-hmm. They might do that, but I want to talk about what the kind of bonus of having Horford. First off, Horford's old. He's an older player. He's still good. He's still effective.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not bitching about that. No, considering I don't want to give Jimmy Butler money because he's old.
Well,
I know you're not giving Horford as much.
Yeah, that's right. So it's kind of like age 36, Al Horford, $24 million,
right.
Or age 35, Jimmy Butler, $42 million. listen, Butler might be a better deal. I don't know. I don't know how you can measure that right now. But those back-to-back games, I was saying this before, I would come in here and back-to-back, Embiid's going to sit, they're going to lose. That doesn't have to happen now. Now you have a suitable guy that can slide in during the regular season. And right. In the playoffs, you've got someone where Embiid comes off the floor and you've got a guy that can just at the worst or
defense.
Hold down the fort. Yeah.
Hold down the fort defensively because that's mainly where we were losing.
And here's last stat. Okay. Last stat here. Embiid in the playoffs this year. On the court, they were plus 146. Off the court, minus 107. Right?
Right.
He was a plus 90. It's in the second series. If he's on the court, they're going to win. So if you just get a guy that's just even mm-hmm. and not negative,
right?
They win every game by 10 points.
Damn,
Rex.
There is a comment from a Jay Vagnetti. I believe you guys.
Jay.
Well, Jay.
Is it Jay or Frank? Is Frank hijacking Jay's Facebook?
Oh, it could be. No, Frank has his own page.
This is Jay's comment. He says
she
the basketball
she.
Oh, excuse me. Shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up. Get to it.
The basketball season is as long as Diaz's rant.
Wrong, Jay. It's a 12-month-a-year sport now. Get used to it.
I'm hoping Chris Sack calls in and can
next week.
And that is going to take place when we come back from break. Which we are going to do right now. Again, we have a very, very big Miami announcement coming. All right, we're closing the doors on the Sixers. We have a 3 minute and 42 second song.
Okay.
We need to get out, get a shot, get back, and let's do that now. All right, back on Green Legion Radio. I'm your host, Quimby, 916 on the East Coast. Here with my partners in crime, Michael Diaz. You know him as Philly Mike. Number 78, Hollis Thomas from your Philadelphia Eagles. And Rex constantly fucking up the flow of our show with his Rex eruptions. Mr. Sack, it's time, brother. It is time.
While we wait for the Sack Master to call in, let me tell you, I love Antonio Williams' comments
he's the
on here.
Best.
Dude, I don't know if that dude's always angry or what. He did that interview in Chicago. He's all fired up. Just a fired up dude.
He, Antonio is one of my favorite people in the world, bro. Chris Sack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I know I normally start off by ripping Diaz at the beginning of my segment, but this one's too good, and I'm surprised no one had it today. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh! Yo, Sack, I got an alert set on my phone for July 1st every year. Just for my Mets buddy.
It is the gift that keeps on giving, gentlemen. This is the ninth installment of the $1,119,248.20 that he will receive until July 1st, 2035. He can 16 more of these. Yep. It's a national holiday from a national treasure. It is the New York Mets.
And Sackmaster, there are in the last 3 days, we've got so many Mets stories and so many Knicks stories. I mean, we're going to talk Phils here, but dude, the Mets.
It is great to watch anything New York. Hold on. It is great when New York teams fail.
Oh yeah,
amen.
I mean,
all right. Well, we got a fuzz somewhere here. Hold on,
quick.
Chris.
How about over the weekend Chris, they celebrated the 69 Mets? The 69 Mets, and they had two live people that are actually still alive in their memorial to the people that were lost from the 69 Mets.
LOL Mets. It's the best. They're ridiculous. I mean, and the, you know, the fights and the shit that went down with that team before they came here last week. I'm sure we'll hit that, the four-game sweep that we had where right before. The night before Tuesday, or the same night, right? You're saying they haven't had a comeback win. Boom. Two comeback wins in a row. Now, Sackmaster gives the Phillies no credit whatsoever for winning those games and just says it was about the Mets. Fair point. But, Chris, I want to know, why do you hate the Phillies so much?
Oh,
God. Wow. Sack. Chris.
Coming after
Chris,
I was called a Phillies
Chris,
apologist.
Chris. This is why you come at him right from the beginning.
Go for the jugular vein.
Do not give him the opportunity.
Go for the jugular vein.
You let him in. Give him the opportunity.
You know what you do, Chris? You give him the heater, Ricky. Just give him the heater.
But it's okay. I'm still waiting for my invitation to the wedding to come in the mail.
Oh, guess what? Hey, you can crash with Hollis and I.
Big dog surprise.
Trick him dry. Mm-hmm. Come on, Chris.
Where you at? Oh, my God. I saw us. I'm sorry, Chris.
Hold on. I had something for everybody real quick.
I was waiting for the question here. What are we talking about? Well, what do you guys want to talk about? Let's open it up.
Give him a heater.
No, all right. What I want to talk about is how do you lose five in a row to the Fish?
Yeah.
All right. Because I get. We should have won the series against the Braves.
Right.
All right. And you come home and then you drop a fucking egg against the Marlins. Hold on. Now you come back. Mm-hmm. You come back strong and you beat a team that you're supposed to. Now the Mets are imploding right now, and we know mm-hmm. that.
Right.
They have more internal issues than we could possibly imagine. And by the way, it's just fucking great to see. All right. But then you have a chance to go back. You get to go back there and you get to smack them in their fucking home or in their house.
Right.
And you drop, you let them drop six runs on you in the seventh inning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where is this team? Here's the question. All right, because we could talk about all the little intricacies. We could talk about the only bright spot being Scott Kingery in the leadoff spot. What should we expect from this team moving forward? What are we going to see?
I think a lot of it comes from what they're going to do these next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They shuffled up their rotation so Nola could pitch tomorrow night. Nola was in line to pitch on Wednesday night, and Pivetta was in line to pitch tomorrow night. They switched their spot. That way they can get a start out of Nola tomorrow night and another one before the All-Star break on Sunday. Nola has been coming on of late, in particular his last two starts where he's combined for 15 innings, striking out 20, only walking two, giving up two runs, only one earned on seven hits. Nola has been turning it around lately. The thing is, though, is his last two starts, which is where he's in his comfort zone, is at home.
Right.
Which Nola in his last 39 starts is 22-6 with a 2.42 ERA since June 22nd of 2017. And he has 301 strikeouts at home in that span, which is only second to Max Scherzer, 338. The key for this team to get themselves righted and the ship righted is it starts with your ace tomorrow night on the hill in a series where you must take two out of three against the Braves these next 3 days. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, and they lined them up just the way that they needed to. They've got Nola, Pivetta, Eflin, and they understand. And this is the first time I've seen Kapler do this in a year and a half,
right,
where he has shuffled his rotation to line up for a series, because remember, he didn't do that in the last Atlanta series.
Right.
He saved Arrieta to pitch Monday and Washington.
So you mean he's finally being a manager?
He's finally being a manager and a coach instead of going by the numbers?
Absolutely. And this is what I've been, I know Diaz calls me a Phillies apologist, but I've been bitching about Kapler for the last month in particular. And to me, he needs to manage more with his gut.
Right.
And less with the numbers. Who's managing this team? A human being, a man, or a computer?
I don't know.
It needs to stop. And this is the time right here where
Chris,
he's lining up
D,
and doing the correct
the
thing.
Above.
He's getting his ace two starts before the All-Star break.
Quick question, Chris. Say this thing goes awry and we go on a fucking slide and to the All-Star break. Does he go the way of Pat Corrales?
Here's my issue with this, because you guys have known, like, and I think, you know, we talked last week, but Klentak said that Monday that they won't be making any managerial change this year, which, and I heard him again yesterday with Jim Jackson on Leading Off,
right,
and he said that, you know, they're gonna stay the course, they're gonna keep the ship righted, they're gonna work out of this together. And the part that I did not like that he said yesterday was, Well, it's not like we can pinpoint to one issue. It's not just our pitching. It's not just our hitting. It's not just our bullpen. They've all been inconsistent. Well, if you can't pinpoint to one area and you can't say, well, it's the hitting, let's fire the hitting coach. Hey, it's the pitching, let's fire the pitching coach. It's collectively everything. That's your manager.
Exactly.
And he's not the type of guy that is, you know, like, all they hear is, oh, we're busting our ass and nobody works harder than us. I'm not seeing the results.
Exactly.
And
you can talk,
and this, like, wild card race.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, like, a lot of times people, they kept talking about what people do in practice. Nobody gives a damn about what you do in practice. You need to bring that shit to the field.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I look at it like this, because someone said, I think it was on Facebook yesterday, it was a post, that it might have been Rex's, about how, you know, how we need to go out and the contact needs to make a move right now. The thing is nobody is selling right now because there's too many horses still in the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every team, the Phillies are tied for the second wild card spot right now. The Reds are 4.5 games behind them, and I think there's 7 teams behind the Phillies and the Rockies. The only teams that you can definitively say are out of it are the Marlins and the Giants, and there's 5 teams in the American League that are not within 5.5 games of the second wild card spot out there. You got to look at where the talent's coming from, and there's not a lot of it that you can pick from these teams. The Marlins, who are they trading? They're a AAA squad. They're all cheap. They're all going to grow together. That's what they were banking on. That's what Jeter's banking on. So really the only team that you can really get something from in the National League is the Giants, and a lot of people are going to try and pick from them. And so you really need to let the market set itself with teams falling out of the race, hopefully, over the next 3 to 4 weeks before you actually have to make moves by July 31st. Because remember, this year you can't make any moves in August with the waiver trade deadline. That they got rid of that. Everything has to happen by July 31st.
Chris, real important, because we're not on any time any kind of time constraints right now. I just want to point out how the maternal instinct of one Hollis Thomas is holding his bottle of empty Black Label like it's a small child in our studio right now.
And it's gone.
There
was half of it here. I had one glass.
It's almost like you are a member of the wildlife community and your child just passed away.
Damn.
I hope Hollis doesn't have the morning shift tomorrow.
No, I don't.
Hollis loves Monday night shows.
All right. Well, Chris, as always, brother, do you have anything else to add? We're gonna wrap this up. We've got the Hollis hit. Wait, hold on.
Oh, I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question for the Sackmaster. Hey, I know Mike Trout signed a deal that some people in town here have to. No, but at the time, my man Bryce Harper signed the most expensive contract in professional sports history. What was that, like February 27th or something? The All-Star teams were just announced. I would expect that the guy that had gotten the greatest, biggest contract of all time, who everybody wanted because he was, you know, he's going to put us over the top. Is it reasonable expectation for him to make an All-Star team?
Valid question, Chris.
It's a valid question, but really, in essence, the All-Star game doesn't mean a damn thing. It's half a season worth of work. It's not like you're being rewarded for a full season. I can't tell you how many times I've seen baseball players go to an All-Star game, and deservedly so. They had 3 great months, but then they flame out in the second half. And then you sit there and you go, well, how come this guy was the MVP of the league, but he wasn't an All-Star? Jimmy Rollins in 2007 wasn't an All-Star, but he was the MVP of the league.
That's a great point. Did they also sign the biggest contract in the history of professional sports?
Uh-oh. That's fantastic. Why do we have to keep on going back to that? Listen.
Because Diaz wants to feel like he has something over
you. Tobias Harris getting 5 years, $180 million. What has Tobias Harris done in his career to warrant that kind of money? And really, he only got $150 million less than Bryce Harper did.
Hold on.
Tell me that Tobias Harris is more valuable than a Bryce Harper?
Chris.
Look at the ticket sales.
Chris!
Look at what Bryce Harper does.
I understand, but Tobias Harris did not sign the biggest contract in the history of NBA, Chris. Much less in professional sports.
Chris, don't respond. Don't respond. Okay.
I love you, Sackmaster.
He's setting you up. He's setting you up. All right.
It's okay.
First of all, we got
into it the other day on Twitter, and Diaz knows. I've got nothing but love for him, no matter how much I love the break.
Can we ask Chris what his dream scenario is?
For you to shut up.
Okay. All right.
Understand,
during Skype phone calls, when Chris is speaking, he cannot hear us speaking. He can't hear me trying to tell him to shut the fuck up for a second.
Okay.
Because Chris rambles a lot.
Chris, you're the man, though. You are the man.
That's I've been better lately.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Don't, that's you being scolded by Quimby.
Don't listen to him.
Just so you know, Diaz is not a big fan of the Tobias Harris signing.
That's not true at all. Are we making that fact? No, I love it. I wanted to sign both. Yes. No. I love it. I just recognize.
I did not gather that from you.
No, when I say
I was trying to save you.
No.
Having to put up with a conversation.
No. I just like the value. Just like, hey, listen. I also like the Bryce Harper signing. I don't think he's worth that, but I know that's what it was going to take to sign him. I like the Bryce Harper. I still support it. I'm just saying. The value for what you're getting out of the money you're putting in isn't going to be commensurate.
Wait a fucking minute. As soon as he signed, 346,000 tickets were sold.
No, I'm just saying I don't think he's worth that much, but I wanted them to sign him.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, but that's not going to pay for
what
his
I'm saying.
They're not going to pay for his contract, but do you know that they were sold out of Bryce Harper jerseys?
No, I recognize all that. Okay. I'm just saying I don't. Production on the field, I don't think he's worth that. I recognize what market price is, and I was happy that they signed him. It's just like, yeah, you're going to overpay in free agency.
Why are you
that's
wearing
the same
a hat?
In every sport?
Yeah, I took my bald head.
You know what I'm saying, Chris? Like, if you go to free agency, no matter who it is, Cliff Lee or this guy or this, you're always going to overpay. That's what free agency is.
But when you say overpay, I was like, what's
you're gonna.
I understand. I will say I understand. I don't really understand. If a man is bringing in that type of crowd, we've had sellout crowds for the first time in a long fucking time.
Now that's a business side. Yeah. I'm just saying production on the field.
I'll tell you what. I'm excited about the Phillies again, and I'm happy about that.
Oh fuck!
And I think a lot of
stop, Rick. Stop.
Come on now.
Why? Because is there leadership?
No, because they're gonna jump
all
over Rick.
And then I know you guys got.
No. I have a question for you, Chris.
Sure thing.
When is Reese up for contract, and how much are they going to have to pay him?
Well, Reese hasn't even hit arbitration yet,
right? Yes.
Which I believe he hits for the first time after the season this will be his second full year because remember he only came up in August 2017,
yeah. Right?
So the Phillies own his rights for 7 years. His contract he won't be due for anything for about another 5 years. The thing is, though, is his agent is Scott Boras, so you're looking at eventually he's going to want to sign a mega deal. At that time as well, and we all know Boras isn't the type of guy that's going to give anybody a break. but we do have a good working relationship with Boras because we did give him his client last year, Arrieta, $75 million for 3 years, although he has sucked. And we did give his 15 years.
That did not seem to help us when we signed Harper.
Well,
he wasn't. He didn't remember that.
Well. No, he didn't. But also at the same time, Arrieta's numbers were dipping down, and Harper was 26 years old and reaching into the prime of his career. My one point to the thing about Harper's contract is it's a small sample size of 3 months out of 13 years. But listen, you can't really judge this contract until we get a few more years into this and we find out whether or not this is a real bust. But Reese. The guy's had a phenomenal season. Very stellar, very solid. I wish the batting average was a little bit higher, but his on-base percentage and his on-base plus slugging, he's fifth in the league.
He's still batting over 270, right?
Yeah, but he's going to get that to around 285, 290. He'll get it there.
Hey, I'll take 275 with 40 home runs and 110 RBIs all day long.
I said this the other day to Diaz. This lineup, Harper and Hoskins, have not really been they really haven't been the problems. It's been, you know, Real Muto's got to get going. He's got to get going.
Yeah.
He's an all-star.
Well, I think the chains came unraveled when McCutchen went down. And McCutchen might have been the only real leader on the team. Sit your ass down.
Oh, God.
Sit your ass.
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, brother, as always, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds great, guys. Happy 4th, and I'm going to try and be in studio next Wednesday with you.
Cool. Definitely. Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Please. He's going to take. I'm not going to be here next week because I'm getting married. But
you know what? We're good. We're happy to give you his spot.
We could do it on Monday. Let's do it on Monday.
I'm going to do a wedding crasher.
You're not
going to
fuck up my schedule just because. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, Chris. We'll talk to you. We'll figure it out.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Good night, Chris.
Thanks, brother.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, we appreciate it.
What the hell was there, Rex?
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Hey, we got a 1 minute and 10 second song break. We'll be right back with a Miami announcement and the Hollis Handicap. All right, back on Green Legion Radio. That was Mr. Garrison, for anybody that didn't know. Where my country gone? And that was a little tribute to Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, so we've got the look, we're not going to do fantasy golf picks this week because it's Monday.
Monday, yeah.
And I'm not prepared.
You're not prepared?
Nor was I prepared to be prepared. But we do have the Hollis Handicap, and then we're going to get out of here.
Cool beans. We're going to start out with the Miami versus Washington. We're going to take the over, but we're going to take Miami. You got that?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take the over because we need Washington to lose so we can stay ahead in this race. We're going to take the Phillies at Atlanta. Take the over, but I'm going to take the Phillies this time.
Are you?
I feel like that.
I like it. Are you betting with your head or your heart?
I'm betting with my head because I feel like they have something to prove to them.
I got you.
We got the Mets are playing against the New York Yankees. Take the over because the Yankees are knocking the cover off the ball.
Wait, and are they still in London?
No, they're not in London. It's
the Mets. Well, they're not knocking the cover off the ball like they were.
Well, yeah, but it's the Mets.
It was a three-game series, wasn't it?
It's the Mets.
And there was about 82,000 runs scored in that three
games. Oh, yeah.
Well, because
like
52
runs, right?
Well, because the way games. Because the way of the something. Because
they put them in a little league field.
Because the breaking ball wouldn't break over there.
Oh, really?
Like, everybody's breaking ball was hanging up in the front. No, it really was. It was hanging up in the strike zone.
Really?
Like, because if a breaking ball doesn't break the way you say it is, it's a home run pitch every fucking time.
Yeah, hang it.
They're hanging over the plate.
I always love listening to Ben Davis when he says, come on, hang one, hang one. And I pull my cock out, and nobody ever gives me a clap.
Awkward.
As we're starting to drink more.
I'm going to take the under on that one.
You're going to take the under? As I introduce my invisible juice?
Rex, that was finally funny. Yes.
You're going to take the under on that?
Thank God somebody's under.
I know. Dick.
Does anybody have anything they want to get off their chest besides you and me complaining about your leadership comments?
He wasn't done.
Oh, you weren't done?
He was done.
No, that was it. That was it. The Yankees match. It was three of them.
Yeah. Way to pay attention again. Rex eruption.
Dick. Dick Tracy, thanks.
Dick. Anybody have anything they want to get off their chest?
Nah. I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to the first. Off, I'm looking forward to the bird season.
We're not talking
Eagles right now, but
I'm looking forward to your wedding. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna dance with some of your I'm gonna dance with some of your in-laws and possibly some of your family members and embarrass the hell out of you.
Oh my God!
Oh yes! Her name was Lola.
I gotta let.
She was a showgirl. She had brown curly hair and a dress that went down to there. His name was Rico.
There is nothing I've ever wanted to hear more than Hollis karaoke Barry Manilow.
First off, you think
it was good? It was good.
You think white weddings play that song like that?
No, not really. This is just Barry Manilow. I like Barry Manilow.
You're gonna put me. I'm gonna need to get a mortgage out for all the black label we're gonna have to put out there.
Oh my God! I thought you were about to say black women.
would have been awkward. But you're not. I'm gonna harness my drinking and I'm gonna concentrate on dancing with all your family.
Oh, that'll be great.
All right, everybody. We're gonna get out of here until I guess next Monday.
Yo. Quimby. Oh. The Miami Green Legion. Come on.
That's right. The Green Legion announcement.
But before we get in 5 months from today.
It's a 5 month yes.
game
yes,
day.
Yes,
December 1st.
Yes it is.
It's going to be all right, amazing.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Fantastic Green Legion announcement. I forgot, everybody. I apologize for this. 5 months from today, with the Green Legion at Hard Rock Stadium, the Eagles are going to win. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah! Go, Birds!